Slow your breathing down, preparing your body for final relaxation. Then hugging your right knee in, stretch out your left leg. Hug your left knee in, stretch out your right leg. And then get everything out of the way so that you can lie completely still into your final resting pose in Shavasana. Use all the props that you want, pillows and blankets, or even an eye mask to cover your eyes for this sweet Shavasana practice. Then stay completely still. Allow your body to relax completely, letting go of any tension. Let your feet naturally fall outward. Your thighs release their grip. And your hips loosen. As if the ground underneath you is cradling your body, making you feel safe and secure. Let your shoulders melt into the mat as your arms gently roll outward, with your palms and fingertips facing up towards the sky. Your neck is free of any strain, letting your head rest softly on your mat or your small pillow. We are now embarking on a dream journey into a stalactite cave. Your guide is ready with a flashlight and will show you the cave. You are warmly dressed as it gets cold and wet in the cave, and you are in front of that big rock in the forest. You walk closer to the rock and towards a wooden door. Your guide opens that creaking door and you step into the rock. Suddenly it is dark. Your eyes slowly adjust to the darkness. But your guide's flashlight turns on and shows you the way. Your feet enter a path that is sandy and wet, with bare rock sticking out everywhere. You take a few steps deeper into the cave. You stay at ground level and continue into the rock. Suddenly your guide stops and looks around with a flashlight. You have arrived in a large cave. The ceiling is a few meters above you, and the rock opens wide to the sides. Some parts of that cave are still in the dark. From the ceiling, the stalactites slowly move towards the stalagmites. Your guide says eventually they will meet and grow together. But it will be many, many years until then. Nature works slowly, but with a sure hand. Then the light goes out, and both of you stand in the middle of the large cave, just listening. You realize how small you are, and how old and powerful the rock. Your senses sharpen. Your body tenses in an unusual way in that darkness. You hear the dripping of the cave, and a light breeze from somewhere. Your senses are heightened. In this darkness, the cave almost comes alive, and you become a part of it. You are plunged into profound darkness, enveloped by the cave's silence. You grasp the enormity of the natural world. You become aware of the silent passage of time. Your guide turns the light back on and smiles. Both of you have experienced a connection with the cave's ancient wisdom, a reminder of the beauty and power of the natural world that surrounds us. And as you and your guide walk back out of the cave following the flashlight, follow the sound of my voice to come back into here and now, and slowly back onto your mat, back to the end of your yoga practice. Take in everything that you wish from the practice and from that cave with you. And as you take a few deep breaths, you can start to move your body, bring your awareness back into your body, your hands, your fingers, your feet and your toes, and maybe yawn, and then open your eyes. Come back to seated, either roll onto your side or grab one knee to roll yourself up. Come back into sitting, adjust your pose back in gravity, and then inhale, arms overhead, connecting your hands. Then join your thumbs with your forehead, your chin, and your heart center. Thank you for practicing, and have a wonderful day.